Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. I know that you know you've been enjoying this perfect weather, but the fact still remains that temperature control in your home is one of the most important resources one could have. And if you agree, like I know you do, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about the Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Also, through June, which means you have about 5 or 6 days left, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. Keep that in mind. I totally lost that. I lost my train of thought. I'm looking at the TV. Steve's taking pictures. I dropped the ball. Cut that one. 968-6222. Or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Well, thanks to George and Barano's team for dropping off lunch at ESPN Louisville Studios. If you're thinking about lunch or dinner, Barano's has you covered this weekend. All Barano's are now delivering alcohol. Carry out and delivery to your home. Support local. Yeah, it's that good. Barano's Pizza. Tweet that out.
Did I miss something?
Oh, kinda.
Okay. So now the conversation. I spent the last few minutes. Enzo, but before we move on to all the positive, Enzo says on the YouTube channel, he says, oh, sorry about that. He says, we were just running the advertisements. Enzo says, I'm 6'1¼", but 6'2" sounds so much better. I mean, it does for the ladies.
Yeah.
It does for the NBA scouts, and that makes a difference.
I was telling you, man, for me, it was the number. It's funny how everybody's number is different. Mine was 6'4". It was 6'4". I was like, in cleats and stuff. It's like, you know, I'm like, if I could just get 6'4", just on the, you know, because here's the thing. Like, I get what Coach Crum was saying. That's, but the problem is 6'4" tight end gets them here.
Right.
And then they see me to play. And, or, you know, they right. see me play, and then they're like, oh, okay, well, then they're not as worried. They're not going to be as worried. Like, I trust, like, no, when you come watch me play, then you're not going to worry about it. You know, as opposed to, like, if I'm, you know, 6'3", 6'2½", it's like, no. They're,
you know. Yeah, there's a million of those.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man, in cleats, I'm 6'3¾" or a half. Like, let's.
So here's what we do. We revisit a moment in recent history. Brian Hall, do you remember roughly Tuesday or Thursday what the scuttlebutt was about David Johnson and his draft status?
Not off the top of my head.
The other day.
Brian doesn't actually work here. He just comes and hangs out.
He's a squatter.
From 10
Listen,
to noon.
Jonathan yeah. Giovanni.
Yes.
The name ring a bell?
Yeah, ESPN.
Do you remember what news had everybody buzzing a couple of days ago?
NBA-wise?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of NBA news.
David Johnson did not show up on either round of the draft board. You remember us talking
okay,
about
yes,
that?
I do know that. And then I knew that SI had him squarely in the mid second round.
Mm-hmm. Let's leave it with Giovanni.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
David Johnson's not getting drafted. Javonte, he knows his stuff. Javonte knows his stuff, Steve. And if he doesn't have David Johnson getting drafted, David screwed up. He was supposed to be a lottery, and he's not getting drafted, and it's not going to... David Johnson! I couldn't stop hearing about David Johnson not being on this draft board.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It was hurting my feelings. It was hurting my feelings. So much so, Steve, that you made a comment that turned into the opening of conversation everywhere else. When you said, all due respect, you know, Scrub got in there, David Johnson's going to get drafted.
Right.
You said that confidently.
Well, that wasn't. Wait a minute. This is news to me. That wasn't controversial, was it?
It wasn't controversial, but it was a conversation starter, put it that way.
Really?
At places outside of Middays with Marcus Maven.
That because Scrub got drafted, David would get drafted?
Yes, it was a conversation starter. We'll leave it there.
Okay.
I did hear your voice elsewhere, Steve.
Okay.
Right.
Of all the things I say, I didn't know that would be one.
Yes, that was.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, can we fast forward to early Thursday evening? One, Jonathan Givony. Less than 24 hours later, Steve, after that comes out. Louisville's David Johnson was a lot of fun to watch today. Slid in everywhere from 1 to 4, doing all the little things to help his team win. Defended everyone, made some great passes, and found ways to score despite his jumper not really falling. Really set the tone for his team. There's a man who doesn't mind backtracking on his draft status. I bet you his next draft has David Johnson in there.
Sure. Sure.
Steve, I'm disappointed because you don't get to gloat about the change in momentum on this one. The reason you don't get to gloat is because you knew it all along.
Yeah, there's nothing to gloat about. I mean, like, he measured, because we joked in the break before, but, I mean, he measured in shoes at 6'5". His wingspan, like the texter said, his wingspan was 3 inches longer than Russell Westbrook's. He had a 39-inch vertical and then played well in the scrimmage. Like, the kid's getting drafted. Like, it's not...
Did everything and played 1 through 4.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a big opinion there that I'm jumping off a ledge or anything.
I mean, right.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like, that's why I say, like, there's not anything to gloat. Like, that's one of those where I literally look somebody in their face and go, I'm not arguing with you, brother. Like, I'm not wasting a second of my life to argue.
What was that? Taco Paul.
Yeah, Anthony Davis. Yeah. Like, I know. It's like, but yeah, like, I'm not going to argue whether, like, David's not going to get picked. I don't.
What do you want to be fair, Taco Paul's been available for all his games.
That is true.
Thinking about backtracking on that one, Steve?
No.
Taco Paul should have beat Zion and won the championship.
Yeah. Right.
They almost had him.
They did almost have him. That was a great game. But, and again, David is doing what we knew he would, man. You get out here in the combine, you're going to play well. He's going to find people. He knows how to play.
And he does everything.
If this team hadn't been such a terrible shooting team, I think his assist numbers would have been up by 1 or 2 at least a game.
At least.
I'm saying average.
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
I can't hear anything.
Me neither. I cut everything off. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
I'm stronger than I thought.
Can you all hear me?
Fair enough.
Can you hear me? Can you all hear me?
You might as well.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Steve was wrong when he said our man Brian Hall doesn't work here because he saved the day. Marcus Maven got a little passionate, threw a little tantrum. That's what happens. I can never be accused of not being passionate about my team.
It's fair enough.
I apparently banged the desk and something came unplugged.
Unplugged all the sound and everything to the studio.
Just the whole shut down.
Okay, Brian to the rescue.
Luckily, Brian knows what he's doing.
I know.
Yeah. Brian just this guy in the producer thing just hangs out here from 10 to noon.
Just waits for something to go wrong.
Yeah, just sits back here.
That takes care of us here. So appreciate that.
Okay, so what got me so worked up, what put me into tantrum mode, is Steve saying a simple phrase. David could have one or two more assists if we had shooters. Then I started replaying all of David Johnson's moments. Then I got mad again. And I said, how many times did David or Carlique set up my big man right under the basket? Alley-oops. Everything. Mm-hmm. They weren't ready to catch the alley-oops. They weren't ready to finish. So not only the three-pointing outside shooting, but the finishing around the basket. They didn't have to respect our big two. One big man could guard two people. Mm-hmm. He could help. And then when the pass was made, he could recover and still block my big man.
Yeah. That's fair.
So David's numbers were so dependent on finishing.
Yeah.
You want to know why I threw that tantrum? And he hates this. He hates that his name always comes up in this one, but I'm scarred. Ellis, I'm scarred.
Mm-hmm.
You're not hitting the free throws. When I dish it to you, you got to stop pump faking and getting fouled.
Yeah.
Yes, Ellis, it's good you're getting fouled. You're shooting 40% and I don't get an assist. God. Joseph Nsema.
Of course, the text line is blowing up with Sidney Curry knows how to finish. I feel like we've already.
That's the title of the show. Sorry. Keep going.
No, I was going to say, I feel like we've already put him on the team. And it's
I know. Like that. For people wondering where the title of the show came from, that was because I felt like, Marcus, you're just going way too. You're having way too much fun with this Sidney. You're having so much fun. And I get mad at people who do this, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get my hopes up and then you not get it at the last minute. And right. I'm doing exactly that. I woke up this morning saying, I don't even want to talk about Sidney Curry until we land him.
I know. It's like, yeah, well, it was fun. Now let's wait and see if we finish this one up or not.
This is one of those build up, Steve, that's going to hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
And I don't know why it's going to hurt my feelings. And I keep on telling everybody how hard it is to land a guy who just decommitted from Kansas. It's hard to get that guy to commit to your program.
Yeah.
Because he can go anywhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You caught him on your campus on Sunday.
Yeah. Allegedly.
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 Yeah. The word is.
was going to say, allegedly. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, I do think.
We got a guy on our team that knows you.
Yeah. I mean, it's one that I feel like that as long as there's, you know, everything is good and he fits and he meshes.
I don't want to be mad at Coach Mack.
I know. I mean, if there's underlying circumstance there, I don't know. But
there's only one underlying circumstance, Steve, that I'm going to give a pass for.
Okay.
And I'm going to need that to be leaked out.
Okay, I'm listening.
No, you already know what it is, Steve. The same reason some recruiting visits ended early under Rick Pitino.
Well, it's June 25th. That's not going to be an issue. July 1st to be here in 6 days.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I would imagine that won't be a problem. I mean, hopefully.
So, how are we going to do this? GoFundMe?
I know. It would be a little bit of a.
We're going to raise an ESPN. Or are we going to raise a Players Club 93.9 sponsorship package?
Well, here's the yes. Yes.
We need a pot.
Yes.
We need to raise a pot, Brian. We need to raise a player's pot.
Yeah, fair enough.
For 93.9.
Yeah.
Just to make the transition for some of our.
Yeah, no.
Because this name, image, and likeness is going to affect us at the station a lot because now we're going to have players coming in to voice commercials and different things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll pay.
We'll give you that Skrilla.
Yeah. I was going to say, absolutely. So it's like. This team, that's why I think people are you have watched the videos, you've watched Team 108, and the reason why I think his addition would just spike the excitement would be you're going to add Matt Cross in the coming days, a 6'8" shooter, and then you add this guy, and it's like, man, like I think the excitement for this team would be through the roof. At that point, just people ready to get to the season. And here's the
excitement or pressure?
No, well, I don't know about pressure because they're kind of being underrated. I mean, so
you don't think if you add him, that's going to change the ratings?
I mean, I think it would a little bit. I think you might get yourself in the top 15, or I'm sorry, the top 25 now more. And it's like, because I think Louisville's going to be one of the most preseason wise, unless something changes in between now and then. If it keeps going the way it is, they're going to be one of the more underrated teams in the country. They'll be in the top 25 within 2 weeks of the season. You know, and it's like you're going to be able to get good money on them early because it's almost like people have just kind of pushed that aside and they're focused over here.
Do you think he changed in 30 games? You think his addition changes the over-under?
Oh, I think he could. Because, I mean, you now.
If you just were predicting, if you said, if you could get over under 16, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you knew he was coming to this team.
Well, I would take over 16 now.
No, I'm just saying, how many games?
Yeah.
How many games do you think he would just over under?
Well, I mean, I think like a couple at least.
Would the line move by 3 games?
I was going to say, I would say at least. 1.5, or you know, I mean, that you would get, yeah,
one, absolutely. Yeah, 1.5. Yeah, I mean, if you added him,
sure. And it's like, so if you add him, and then again, you add Matt Cross to the roster we've already watched, I mean, I think at that point, you're like, okay, we're good, unless you just really find another guard that falls out of somewhere that you really want that can handle the ball, you know, or whatever, then fine, you add that too, and then you are finished officially. But I just, man, I mean, I think the excitement going into this season, because excitement is growing for this football team. Every time Malik gets another
list,
every time, you know what I'm saying? Like every time you get that, every time you get another coach talking about the defense or something, and you've got the big Ole Miss game, people are excited to get back out and travel.
73 days?
Something like that, yeah. Actually, I think it might be a little 72. It might have been 73 or so. But you're getting the excitement of we're going to Atlanta. I mean, we were talking group. We were chatting the other day about, okay, are we going to get everything ready? Because we're going to go down. Of course, we're going to Atlanta. We're going to the game. you know, I was like, I was already thinking like, okay, I'm probably going to, it's Monday, so I'm probably going to do a show down there. If we, I'm assuming we'll probably, knowing how we do things here at ESPN Louisville, even though it's Labor Day, I would imagine we'll probably be doing shows that day with it being game day. You know, it's like, so I'm already like, okay, I'm probably going to see if Drew and them are going down there. Okay. Like, I love it because I'm excited about that. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to plan to probably be wherever they are. And so that way I can just get the equipment from him and then, you know, we can knock it out. So it's the excitement that's growing for those, for the seasons to start.
Both seasons.
And I mean, you know, and of course I'm not missing, you know, Haley Van Lith coming back and everything that's happening there. And it's like, but for the fall is what I was going to say, for the fall and winter, that excitement is building. And just adding Sidney Curry would be just that cherry right on top that I think would push people over where they were like, dude, like Louisville Live this year would be, is going to be unreal.
Are we going to do a Louisville Live?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That, I mean, that was one of their best things. That's one of the best things. I mean, the marketing department, I mean, dude, that's one of the best things they've ever came up with. That was incredible. Of course they're going to do one.
I don't like them on that small court.
I do wish there was a way you could do something with a little more.
They need some space, man.
Yeah, a little more space. But that's me nitpicking, and I love the event. I love the event.
Yeah, I just need a little more plank on the sides, and it's just, I'm just so uncomfortable with that lack of stretching your legs.
But they just, they shoot, that's it. You know, it's like they do the shoot, they do the dunk. Yeah, it's like
get some good music playing.
Yeah, and the ambiance of it does rattle in there because you're right there, and the people are on top of you. You know, at 4th Street and.
It looks like a WWF.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it does. It really does. So, and I like it because there's not the, you know, you don't. I mean, you could do it at the Yum Center, but it's different.
We're gonna be at the Yum anyway.
It's
so
different. This is ours. This is our thing. Louisville Live's our thing, man. Like I
remember. Like I said, I mentioned the top 10 recruit was upset because they had yet got invited to the Louisville Live, mm-hmm. and they were like, I think they were a sophomore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When that came out.
And ended up being a 5-star.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. So. Just them listening and hearing about other potential recruits getting to go to that thing.
The texter says the lack of space makes the event even cooler. To me, it packs everyone in. That's kind of my argument back is.
I know what you're saying, but just the athlete in me looks at the size of the court and they don't get to stretch their legs enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To get their bodies warm. I just don't like, you know, stiff jumping in a tight court. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of the. For the product, you know, I want to see them get a little more running.
I think that's fair. But again, the excitement that's going to be built up for that, and then you add a guy like this, and now, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, because now you come into the season, and you're like, okay, we're going to see Matt Cross shooting some threes, you know, Noah Locke versus Matt Cross in the three-point contest.
We just had that conversation. Who are you taking?
Well, I took Locke, but I mean that's going to be something we're going to get to see at Louisville Live. Then you're going to have a dunk contest, and if you added Sidney Curry and Jalen Withers now in the dunk contest, you know, and you say, okay, Mike James is in the dunk contest, and you're adding,
who would win a dunk contest right now?
I think L. Ellis would have a shot because he's going to look flashy
because he's shorter.
Yeah, and he can move. I mean, he can.
Who won the other one?
Jalen Withers won it. Then the first one was
Darius.
Yeah, so Darius and Jalen Withers. So were the two. Texter says Louisville Live is perfect. I could do without the knockout game though. Yeah, I agree with that.
The super knockout game.
Unless they want to put me in it, and then I'll play. Texter says, so do we have a realistic shot at getting Curry? I've been too excited. I guess since it's Friday. Word on the street, man, is that he is visiting on possibly Sunday and Monday, and it's to my knowledge.
Is it like a Sunday or Monday, one of those days?
No, I think it's both.
He has a schedule today.
And to my knowledge, I don't think it's as much on-court stuff as it is. Let's just see. Do you like it?
Yeah, let's fill each other out.
The guys, you know, and you move on from there. We see. I mean, you know, it's definitely a possibility, man. And what a weekend it could be to add him and Matt Cross to the team, and you're ready to roll, man.
And the fact that if you're coming in at the same time as Matt Cross, it's like y'all are two different people. Y'all are gonna be two different positions, same size, but just different. Like, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
Is he going to come in and look at the bodies of some other guy and say, yeah, I got some minutes here?
Yeah. And I hope he does.
Yeah.
Because I think that's going to – I mean, look, the thought of him and Malik next to each other excites me. The thought of it raising Jalen Withers and J.J. Traynor's game, like, I'm not so sure. Again, as pumped as we are for him.
I know.
I'm not making him a starter.
Right.
Like, yeah, like,
That was the conversation I was gonna have, and it's like, do you see him coming in here taking a start?
Yeah. I'm not. I know we're having fun, and I'm really pumped about adding him to the team, but I'm not necessarily giving him a starting spot over Jalen Withers yet. Like, you know, I'm like, let's see how everything goes, because let's not forget, Jalen Withers was a first-team freshman All-ACC player last year.
And there's attrition.
And is taller. Like, you know, so I'm like, let's not just say Sidney Curry is, you know, comes in. Well, I mean, he's obviously going to be the starter there. No, I'm actually seeing.
They're going to be able to extend the defense, too.
Yeah, because I'm watching that highlight film, and I'm going, God, can you imagine bringing that off the bench? You've got a team with some bigs, and you play six hard minutes of college basketball, and then that guy comes in. And you're like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, and J.J. Traynor, who just switches everything. And I think even adding Curry will allow J.J., I don't want to say move up to the three, because I don't like to do that, really, because he's going to technically be the four most of the time he's in the game, and I don't like to play the position spots. Yeah. But I think it would allow you to play, we'll say, him and Matt Cross together. You know what I'm saying? And play Matt Cross.
Some dudes are going to excel and some are not.
Sure. Yeah. Like, well, you know, I mean, we could play a lineup of L. Ellis, Matt Cross, J.J. Traynor, you know what I'm saying, of Sidney Curry and Malik.
Okay, give me a starting lineup right now.
The starting lineup right now? Right now, today.
Right now.
This moment.
Let's add Sidney.
Okay, this very moment.
This moment.
Now, I think this is a change, but I'm doing right now.
Yeah, this is just right now.
If we played tomorrow.
Yep.
I think it would be Jared West.
Jared West.
I think it would be Noah Locke.
Know a lot.
I think it'd be Sam Williamson.
Jalen Withers.
And Malik Williams. Again, I know Malik and Roosevelt aren't practicing right now, but I mean, or aren't going 5-on-5, but I mean, I'm trying to add all the guys on the team, you know. I think that would be the starting five if the season started today. I think there could be a change there.
By season time? To what?
We'll see how L. Ellis comes along. I think Noah Locke and Sam Williamson will start. For sure. I don't know that I'd lock anybody else in.
I think.
I'm listening.
I think Jared West and Malik are the only two locks.
Okay, fair enough.
I wouldn't be surprised if you ended up with Jared West, Sam Williamson. Malik, Jalen.
Okay.
DeAndre?
I don't know. I don't think so. He might. I mean, I guess he might.
And I say that because I know Mac values trust over potential.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Who do you have DeAndre starting over?
I just got him, like, you know, I got Sam, DeAndre, Jalen, Malik, and Jared West.
I just don't think Noah Locke. There's no way Noah Locke don't start. I could be proven to be wrong on that, but Max, I don't know Noah Locke for years. He loved his game in high school. They said that Noah Locke said, like, within minutes of going into the portal, Matt called him. Like, it's like you love his game. That's a guy you're like, God, you know how many times that year he was probably like, God, if I could edit that Locke kid. And Locke's out here breaking the freshman record at Florida, and he was like, God, if I could have had that kid added to this roster. Like, I missed that one, dude. I'm like, I just can't imagine that he's not a starter. And he's a solid guy. I mean, he's played 3 or 4 years in the SEC. You know, and it's like, texters, let me get a couple of these texts. A lot of people are coming in. This one says off topic, but the company I work for is putting on a big live period AAU event at the Expo Center from July 16th to the 18th. It'll be a good time for people to see the next wave of prospects. I'd like to know more about that. Curry is a change of pace guy on those nights where Jalen is getting bullied. Let's see.
No, Jalen's not going to get bullied ever again.
I'm with you. Let's see. He's got 3 years of eligibility left. It'd be like Montrez coming in off the bench to back up Shane. I kind of like agree with that. Like not comparing the four.
Yeah,
I guess.
Always said Styles.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like I did want to do that today. Like I'm not saying. And hey, but if Curry can come in and start,
yeah,
like,
I do
great.
Like. Yeah, I do like the idea of guys having to work to get on that court.
Yeah. And if he's good enough to come in, I would love to have him as a starter.
And listen, the fans also, like myself and the fans, kind of, you know, we don't do the why does coach trust that guy. Like, we want to see for ourselves so we can work out the starting lineup kind of as a, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ran into that with Aiden.
It's going to be the deepest team he's ever had, right?
It'll be one of the deeper teams we've seen here in a while.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think
players because I think they're players.
Yeah. So
I'll kill him if he goes to one of those six-man rotations.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. If he goes six-man rotation and I got to look at Mike James never taking off his warm-up, I'm going to go crazy.
Play your guys, man. You know, yeah, like.
Right.
Stop recruiting so many.
Right. Like, just
interesting text. Texture says, do you think Curry helps with the FSU thing? A big like Curry. Do you think his physicality, because that's what the texter says, Curry, the FSU killer. I said, so speaking I'm asking
of,
you.
Speaking of, I was watching the combine, right? Mm-hmm. And they were making some comparisons of guys. They started showing Terrence Mann and Isaacs from Florida State. Yep. And they just started going down, and Raekwon Gray. They started going down those rosters. And I'm like,
oh, Vasil, Patrick Williams.
Do y'all realize what kind of NBA talent we were playing against with Jordan and them got beat down in Florida State the last couple of years?
No, it's unreal.
They had a team full of NBA players.
Yeah.
For 3 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
At least six NBA players per roster.
Yeah, and then you see Scottie Barnes coming out.
Scottie Barnes, yeah.
You're like, golly.
Yeah, I was just looking.
They've got another little group down there now that they're going to be they're going to be good again, man. Yeah.
Like it's we got to stop feeling like there's so much shame in a Florida State loss.
Yeah,
Listen, I know in Louisville and all that good stuff, just like they got to eat some football losses.
Yeah.
They got to eat that Louisville's not, you know what I'm saying, just excited to bring
and
you
I'll listen to some of it as style. I'll listen to that. Like, I'll listen to, well, Rick could bust them up, you know, it never was an issue. Max different. Like, I would play that game too. Like, but I still think that Rick would have, he'd had his hands full with Florida State over the last few years, you know. And maybe the style you would have won, you know.
Yeah, I mean, listen. You remember we were always excited. Okay, even at Rick's end of his tenure, those were big games. And we were pumped to go down there and get wins at Florida State. You know, even watching Trez, we were happy to see Honest go down and do his thing against Florida State. Yeah, they were nipping at Rick's heels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I couldn't even Yeah, point being, watching the combine, I saw a lot of Florida State either highlights, and they were talking about the guys who made the biggest jump ups in the combine. A couple Florida State players. It's like, man, like,
right?
Yeah, they really had some dudes.
Yeah, so it's it will be like I said, that's kind of where you go though. It will be a nice. It would be a really nice weekend to add those two to the roster.
Okay, with the roster we have now, Steve, does he like the tall lineup, or do you like the guard heavy lineup?
Steve?
Yes.
Or Coach Mack? Oh, okay.
Steve and then Coach Mack.
Because
my idea let me set you up a little bit. My ideal, if I can have my way, right?
Yeah.
I would go so big with my lineup. Listen, if it was Louisville basketball and I was in charge of the Louisville basketball program with this roster, and keep in mind, Steve, we're doing old Coach Mack.
Yeah.
When we did the rosters, we were factoring in Coach Mack and
appreciate that tweet, man.
How he likes the loyalty and all that good stuff. Steve.
Yeah.
If he's going to change and hit this up-tempo stuff like that, go get me L. Ellis. Go get me Sam. Go get me Mike James. Get me Jalen Withers. Mm. Get me Malik, you know?
Yeah.
Huge lineup.
Yeah, I mean.
And come in with, listen, I'm coming in with JJ first. So my whole outside of L. Ellis, I'm looking at 6'6", 6'7", 6'7", 6'11", you know, 6'9". That looks imposing. Mm-hmm. And that's an athlete. And I'm saying looks. And that's a long athletic team that can run.
Sure. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Ellis and Mike can run.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
If JJ is working hard, you catch up with Ellis and Mike James.
Yeah.
JJ, speed.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen, speed. Malik, he'll be the last one down, but he can shoot the three. Trailing.
Well, even Curry, I mean.
Yeah,
he looked pretty. I hate him doing this because it's like we don't have him yet. You know, we don't know if that's even going to be a thing. But, I mean, that's a guy that – it's a big guy that can run. But 100%, man, I'm with you. My immediate answer is I always liked the bigger teams. It was why I hated losing to Kentucky in some years with Coach Pitino, because it was like, they're just bigger. That's all they are. They're just bigger. And I really was spoiled a little bit on the hanging out at halftime with you.
The Enoch Malik scene?
When Jordan, Steve, Malik, you know, those guys would walk out, you were like, they're massive. This team is massive. And then setting courtside and watching, like, they're just big. And there was a couple games we won where I was like, we're just big.
There was nothing like watching Stephen Enoch go to the bench and bring in Emily.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, this team is bigger than that team, height-wise.
Yep.
I don't know about this bulk size, but like, height-wise, this team's bigger than that team. And the reason I think I love the Curry edition so much is that's the one thing we don't have, is the bulky guy. You know what I mean? Like, so you add him, you go, this team's got about everything you need.
Gabe was our bulky guy.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's like, Gabe don't look like that.
He doesn't move like that.
He doesn't move like that. Yeah. So it's like, man, and then you look and you're like, you've got Mike.
So you like the taller lineups too?
Yeah, 100%. I take the bigger, taller lineups every time. That's why.
And they
that's
can
why
D up.
I have a truck. I really struggle. There's a couple teams. Carolina always, I gawked at where we sat over the last few years, because every time they seem to always be massive. When they walk by us,
they just seem taller. Yeah,
and they're the one. You know how I like to stand up and size up the teams. Mm-hmm. They're the one that puts me back in my seat about halfway through the line.
Because
they're just always.
No, you look like their point when their point jogs off.
Yeah,
he's the only guy you really match up size wise
because they're so big when they come on. And Florida State was the other one.
Bay coat is coming back too. You see that?
Yeah.
Armando Baco.
That was a good decision by him, though, because this is one of the first years where he's not going to be surrounded by five bigs. Like, you're the guy. You're the big for them this year.
I never liked his game.
No, I'm not. That one doesn't really worry me all that much. But yeah, Carolina was always big. Their wings were big. They were just big. And Florida State was the other one. When they're out there, you're just like, God, they're big. They're just big, man. And it's like, I like being that team that you just see, and you're like, God, they're just huge.
Especially if you don't mind going to rebound.
Yeah.
If you don't mind letting them.
And that's something we've put trust in Mac. So I'm like, okay, I expect these guys to be good rebounds.
I let you start going to the offensive rebound, offensive boards if y'all can.
Do you remember the first year with when we bust Carolina down in Carolina and they come back here and they wanted us and they played really well in the first half, but we got out rebounded severely and we were all like, okay, this is a learning moment. Are we going to come out? Is he going to get them to rebound in the second half? And he did. We kicked their butt on the boards in the next half. They were just. That game and the game in the ACC tournament, Louisville played that second half really well and played that whole game down in the ACC tournament
really
well.
That was the trash Carolina Donovan.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That game against Carolina in the ACC tournament, Louisville played really well. Carolina was just better, and they were going to beat them. Like they had that Louisville. We're not losing to you again.
I hated that too, man. I hated that. That was, you know what that reminded me of? When Kenyon Martin came on this show.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
And I asked him about, like, dude, we saw y'all lose to crap teams.
Yeah. And then beat us.
Oh, and no, it wasn't just your execution. Y'all were different humans. Y'all were frothing.
Yeah.
At the mouth. We should have been, but it was kind of like we were both having good years, but he just came in with a different emotion, right?
Yeah.
And he explained, we can lose, but not to Louisville.
Yeah.
Talking about Huggins said, we can lose every other game, but not to Louisville.
Yeah.
What? And I was like, what was it about us that did it?
Yeah.
He's like, this is my first year. I just punked us so bad.
Coach said, what did he say? He said, Coach Huggins said, you don't lose to them. That's the one where I won't even talk to you. I'm not riding the bus back. And
I won't even talk to y'all no more
if
you lose to this team.
Okay, so Pedro, July 1st coming up. How much is it going to take for me to get you back in college basketball?
That's a tough one. Yeah, I wasn't expecting that one.
Look, take that answer off air.
Yeah, it's like, well, what do we need? Find some companies around Louisville. Let's get Pedro paid and get him back.
Do you think it's gonna be crazy?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be good, but, you know, it has its pros and cons. I mean, certain guys are going to be getting a little bread from certain things, and some guys won't be. Some guys aren't as popular, might not have the name or the face.
So you're worried about the locker room dynamic?
Yeah, and it might not be outward, but we've all been in the locker room. You know, you can sometimes you might be able to sense it, like, dang, man. You know, Walmart called this guy, got him on the such and such. Ain't nobody called me. You know, stuff like that. So.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't think I'm crossing the line here. So, but and don't go into too much detail. Has it entered your mind? Like, has it made you think? Even like,
damn, another year. If I had something lined up,
yeah. And I don't mean the comeback thing. As far as you coming back, like I said, don't go into detail to that. I'm just saying, like, at
just
any
like
point,
like any athlete saying, damn, maybe that is.
You
something.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, the least detail you can give there, like,
yeah. I've been asked that before, and it does make you think, like, oh,
sure,
man, like. You know,
yeah.
Especially if you're like a popular guy, the best player, one of the better players on your team, it makes you think like, hey, I could come back.
Which you are. I mean, like, there's no, like, we don't have to sugarcoat that for you. I'll say it for you. I mean, like, you would be the guy that I think people would go, oh, man, you had him back on Bellarmine. Like, he's the guy, you know, and stuff. So.
Right. It, of course. But like I said, again, it.
You got your own plans.
Goes back to that locker room dynamic, you know, at the same time. So,
yeah.
But I think it'd be good.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I didn't want to put him on too bad of a spot there, but my point was just with that was like, it adds a different dynamic, and Pedro's had a great career, obviously, and that's what we were talking. We actually were talking about that in the first hour. Pedro's
tell him
I
to get over it
that.
In the locker room. Look him right in the face and say, "Listen, and
I'll share a little bit.
I bring some
pizza. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, just like, listen, like I said, Cam Murray was my road dog, and listen, he was well off.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he wasn't selfish.
Yeah.
You know, so if you bring in some Walmart money, you're going to have to make sure everybody is comfortable around you.
Sure,
you can't,
sure.
You can't eat alone.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You can't go to Ruby's and everybody else eating training time.
Yeah.
You better share.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, I still say get over it, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe y'all should be in the gym more.
Yeah, I know. but I mean, that's my point. That was my point. I mean, I think some people automatically look at recruiting on this, and I think guys that have a chance to go pro are the ones that are going to have decisions too with this, man. There's a lot of money to be made out there, man. You know, and I mean, hey, if I could put 50 racks in my pocket, go back to college for a year.
College is nice.
And there's some people around the city of Louisville that
they'll still be going to college too, y'all. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
they're still college students.
But there's some people around the city of Louisville that can give a player 50 racks and say, okay,
here. We got some money around here.
Yeah.
Fun week, Middays with Marcus Maben. 939 The Ville.